This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
All right. You see, that's me doing it. Or someone. I think someone possessed me momentarily. With Greg Bishop, we're trying to sort things out and see where things are going. So if it's gradual disclosure, you could maybe paint the picture while we are becoming accustomed to the possibility of life out there because we find these supposedly Goldilocks or M-type planets orbiting around other star systems. And maybe they have conditions that are conducive to life as we know it before we even get into other possibilities. And now we see UFOs being given serious treatment in the major newspapers. So is that part of the program? These people who expect disclosure believe the government knows the truth back there. They know what these things are. Maybe they have contact with ET that's getting extreme, but you know the point. And that's one possible scenario here, that if you wanted to acquaint people to the possibility that we have advanced life forms out there that are visiting us now, it's no longer abstract, it's no longer Star Trek or Star Wars, they are here now, how would you convey that information to people?
I don't know. I guess the way they're doing it. Like I said, I think it's obvious to most people that something very strange is going on. They just think the government has the answer, and that's I don't think that's the right way to go. I think that the answer comes from everywhere. It comes from anybody that's interested in the subject in a serious way and is open to criticism, has a stake in this. And actually asking Big Brother to tell us what something is a dangerous road to go down. And I've said this before, and a lot of people have. Why is it that you don't trust the government on anything to do with the UFOs, and then suddenly what they tell you, when they tell you what you want to hear, you're all ears? James Clarkson said something great about this. He said it's like the abused girlfriend thinking everything's great when the boyfriend or husband or whoever that beats them all the time shows up with champagne and flowers. Well, everything's going to be great now. Really? After years and years of abuse and violence and whatever, now suddenly everything's okay? That's a good model for caution.
So if now the government delivers this, I agree. What do you say? Would you believe them? Do we even believe the government anymore? We don't believe the president of the United States, or I think probably two-thirds of the people don't, which is kind of a crazy thing here where you have this alternate reality where one group of people follows whatever he says, another group disbelieves everything he says. And I said this even before we had President Trump, even if Obama had come out with E.T. standing there and saying, my fellow Americans, we have a momentous announcement here. We're going to present the first visitor from another planet. And I think it was just somebody wearing a costume. They wouldn't believe it.
If I hear what I expect to hear, I'm very suspicious. That's just my nature. I don't know about other people, but I would caution people. If you're hearing exactly what you want to hear about something that you're very passionate about, there's a good chance somebody is using your biases and your beliefs and all that to advance some sort of agenda, even if it's just to make you believe more in your belief. But that's just my suspicious nature. I've been that way since I was as long as I can remember. I do not like when somebody tells me, don't worry, we know what's going on, and don't think about it anymore because this is the answer. That really bothers me. It bothers me not even the government, just in general.
Like as if they are there trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Especially since in the UFO field we've covered all these efforts of disinformation going back to Benowitz, going back even earlier. How can we believe them? But then that's the disconnect I think disclosure advocates can't address.
No, they don't. I think we talked about this on this show. You know, why the only thing they're going to believe is something that agrees with the preconceptions, which is completely wrong. What, you know, you're answering your own question. If you don't question your own questions, you're in an echo chamber. And I think that's what the disclosure movement has been for since the beginning, is basically an echo to, well, the UFO field for the most part too, but especially the disclosure people.
I think, however, a very large portion of the public is in an echo chamber. They establish a particular belief system. They only pay attention to whatever fits in that belief system. And when it comes to religion or politics, anyone else with any contrary view, it's not just another point of view. It makes you a horrible, disreputable person.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know what's going on in the last few, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. I'm turning into an old person now, but I was taught by my parents and I think by the school system to question things and to have a free exchange of ideas and to debate people and realize when your position is weak and to adapt your position. We used to have mock debates in high school, and you would learn a lot by, you know, I was actually asked to debate points that I didn't agree with. The teacher specifically told me, I know you don't agree with this point, so I'm putting you on that team. Just so you can go deeply into their, into the reasons why somebody would have that point of view and realize what that might be. I don't know if that's done anymore. I don't see any evidence of it. Maybe I was lucky. I don't know.
Well, certainly this is the problem that we have in society in general, not just in the UFO field, where you either believe in them or don't believe in them, and you're a skeptic, you're a debunker, you're a government agent. You hear all the charges if you come up with a contrary point of view. And I think when you say maybe UFOs aren't ET, some people will look at you like, oh, how can you say that? It's so obvious. But then I think it's also caused tunnel vision. It's also caused a lack of progress because we expect the answer. And this is why, for example, I criticize, and I know you do too, when you're not really that interested in UFO organizations, but when I see them just evangelizing a message rather than saying, heck, what's going on here?
I don't think that Bill Moore said this in the 89 speech. What's going to happen if you figure out what's going on? What the hell are you going to do with your life? I don't think there's a lot of these people, they don't want the answer. They just want it to remain a mystery. And instead of exploring different ways to find a better understanding, I've stopped using the word answer because that assumes there's an answer, and I don't know if there is one, and it closes off possibilities. But if you keep searching for some single answer, that's all you're ever going to do, and you get tunnel vision. Chris was very nice in his lecture a couple nights ago. He actually said we really have to have a sense of equity in this. And he said, this is a word I borrowed from Greg over there. We've got to have a sense of equity about what's going on here. We have to look at different points of view. We can't just tunnel vision ourselves, because it closes off to so many possibilities and things that might be. There's so many examples of people just basically sticking their heads in the sand and the world falls down around them. I don't think that's going to happen with ufology, but no, actually it might. But that's a very bad model for something that we don't know the answer to. If it was an organization, you know, trying to help starving children in Africa, you've got a very specific, realistic, everybody knows about it goal. In this case, or even if you're just trying to figure out how, you know, what nuclear fusion works, there's a very specific goal. There's a good idea of how to get there. There's no real argument about it. But then you get to something where, like you said earlier in the show, can't be proven, really, and you argue for something that has no real objective evidence for it in the way that we think of objective evidence now. Certainly there's something going on. I'm almost certain there's something that isn't human that interacts with us. But apart from that, making assumptions about it doesn't advance the field. It doesn't advance knowledge, and it's no fun.
Yeah, it's just like repeating the same old things. That's why, for example, long time ago, I got bored reading about UFO sightings because so many were the same. I only focus on the stuff with additional details. In our next segment, we're going to have a surprise guest. All right? And we'll find out who that is in a moment. In the meantime, Gene Steinberg, Greg Bishop with Chris O'Brien on a lecture tour. You're in. Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joined by Don Ecker of Dark Matters Radio. Don, welcome.
Thank you. Now, good to be back.
Before you got on, we were talking about, again, this big story since we had the Pentagon UFO Project revelation in the New York Times and what that means. and about the state of UFO research and whether we should even believe our government if they were to say something that appears to favor what we want. What's your reaction to the recent stuff, Don? Do you think that maybe we're moving closer to something, or is it just another misdirection?
Surprise, shock, shock to a limited extent, and deep suspicion. I've been watching this UFO thing for decades, and I got to tell you that suddenly, after 70 years of vehemently saying it's nothing there, it's misidentification, it's liars, it's delusionist, it's fantasist, suddenly, seemingly out of the blue, the representatives of the United States government turn around and say, well, yeah, actually there is something there. And then we discover that one of the most prominent former senators in the United States Congress, Harry Reid, for God's sake, of all people, although let's not forget where Reid came from, the state of Nevada. What's in Nevada? Well, things like Bob Bigelow, Area 51, all kinds of good things. Reid was instrumental in getting $22 million for the research of identifying unidentified flying objects. Now, I got to tell you, if somebody would have told me this even 2 years ago, I would have probably fallen down laughing. But I got to tell you today, when I look at this, I am suspicious to the max. I think that they're trying to basically take our attention away from something else. Now, what is that something else? I couldn't tell you right now, but I do not trust this. And for those people that think this is the beginning of disclosure, I would just say take a step back, chill a little bit, give some deep thought, and probably you need to do some deep research to really try to understand what might be happening.
You might also start first with deep relaxation exercises to calm your mind and allow yourself to think clearly. Would you go with that?
Well, tequila does that for me. I don't know about you.
It sounds like you've been listening to the first part of this show, even though you weren't here. Do you have psychic powers?
No, I couldn't say. Ingo Swann thought I did, but I couldn't tell you.
I wasn't surprised Don said what he said, and we're pretty much in agreement for slightly different reasons, but basically... Why are you believing everything that you want to hear just because it's been being said now? What's the difference now? Well, because it's what they want to hear, not that it's being covered up.
This is something that has been, to coin a phrase, squirrely from the top on down. As a matter of fact, today before this show, I did a pre-record on my upcoming guest for February the 19th, who happened to be a Russian in Russia. And I happened to mention this thing to him, the first words out of his mouth when I asked him, because he saw the Harry Reid tape and he saw what was going on. Disinformation. In other words, he thinks it's disinformation. So
it's not disinformation, but more spin of information.
Well, I don't mean the sighting of the so-called Tic Tac UFO was disinformation. I actually think that they actually saw something. And I'll tell you what really set me back on my heels a few days ago. The other day, right before dinner, I came into the living room and turned on the television to see what might be on. And actually, I was going to watch a movie, and I was just doing some quick channel surfing. I surfed through the Fox network. The Tucker Carlson program was on, and I was getting ready to surf on through. And suddenly, he says, and UFO, we're going to have a UFO reporter on here. And I stopped, and I yelled at my wife. I said, Vicky, come out here.
Yes, we did talk about that a couple of times already, about the appearance of Leslie Kane.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't, though. And Leslie Kane came on, and what really shocked me, nothing she said shocked me,
But Carlson shocked me by how seriously, especially talking about the O'Hare Airport incident, where a UFO was hovering above one of the most busy airports in the world, then it blows up through the clouds, leaves a donut there, and the FAA showed no interest in this. Not the fact that the incident happened and how the federal people reacted to it, but the fact that somebody like Carlson really started to take the FAA to task. That I found interesting.
Well, especially when you hear some of the very, very inflammatory conversation in which she's engaged. And I don't want to mention some of the language, but we'll go into that here straight down the middle. But that was true even when Leslie Kane's book came out several years ago. And a morning Fox News talking head, and I don't know the name of the particular anchor right now, but the only thing I noticed that was a little bit weird is that he was up on a platform, and Leslie Kane, who's kind of a petite woman, was on the surface, and so he looked like he was towering over her. But the questions are very serious, and she was treated seriously. In fact, the only observance of the old-fashioned way of treating UFOs goes back to a Washington Post review of Mark O'Connell's biography, The Close Encounter Man, of J. Allen Hynek. And everything was pretty straightforward until the final paragraph where she starts talking about Little Green Men, the author of the piece. But that was the exception. That was in the Washington Post.
Well, here is something that is a dirty, big secret. Not a dirty little secret. It's a big secret, but it's dirty, and just about everybody that matters knows it. And that is that the government of the United States has been taking this subject incredibly seriously for 70 years. I mean, at one point, you had a president of the United States, Harry S. Truman, ordering his Air Force to shoot these things down. You had these objects, whatever they are, crowding the skies of Washington, D.C. for multiple weekends in a row, starting in July of 1952. All the things that happened since, like Air Force General Bolander, whose famous memo saw the light of day, where he talked about all the cases with national security considerations were sent somewhere else, not Project Blue Book.
With Gene, Don, and Greg, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we have Don Ecker now with Gene Steinberg and Greg Bishop. And as he says, they've been investigating UFOs for years, but I wanted to just throw this out at you then. What was the purpose then of this new Pentagon UFO study? It seems like it exists in a vacuum. Was it just to be nice to Senator Reid and send some black money over to Robert Bigelow? Why do that if they've already been investigating for years? It doesn't seem to recognize there have been any previous UFO projects, which is strange.
Well, the ticket in my book, in my opinion, is simply the secret is not with what we know. The secret, real secret, is with what we don't know. And that's my entire point about this case. We don't know what was behind this. Okay, sure. We know that there was an incident back in 2004 with several naval aviators. We know they encountered something inexplicable. We know that they attempted to chase it. We know that this thing just seemingly left those Navy jets in the dust. We know, according to the audio from that incident, that this object is reported to have carried out impossible for our technology maneuvers, but we don't know what else was behind this. We don't know what it was that caused Harry Reid to seek out a couple of other senators to work on getting this $22 million deal. Was it because, for example, and this is speculation, did Robert Bigelow have a bee in his bonnet about something, and he didn't want to spend $22 million of his to chase this bee in his bonnet. And he thought, well, I'll go to my old buddy Harry Reid, because Harry Reid is somebody that could get some federal money, and maybe we can pursue it that way. We just don't know. And it's going to be interesting down the road to see if this is like every other UFO case that makes a short, big splash and it's going to disappear, or whether this is going to end up having some legs simply because people within the government acknowledge the existence of these unknown objects. It's going to be interesting, and that's what I can tell you at this point.
All right. Do you think, therefore, we'll ever learn the answer to the UFO mystery?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Well, it's real simple. For me, anyway, in my opinion, my humble opinion, it's very simple. It's simply the fact that whatever they've been concealing for 70 years, and they, trust me on this, they've been hiding something. In my opinion, that's simply why they've never been willing to acknowledge the reality of this or acknowledge that these cases have actually been happening. Whatever that secret is, there's no indication that they're going to be forthcoming with that. It could be, God, I could sit here and speculate the rest of the show on what it could be. It could be the fact that maybe some of these unknown objects are occasionally abducting human beings. Maybe it could be because they know, they being the government authorities, that it's much more lethal than what we thought. Perhaps they're aware, and this is going to sound really out there, but I have my reasons for saying it. Maybe there's some kind of a skirmish or shooting war going on out in space. For 30 years, I've been hearing rumors from various parts within the UFO research field that there's at least one group of visitors, okay, that are inimical to the human race. God only knows. It could be any number of things. Perhaps they're afraid that if they acknowledge the reality, that our economic and social structure could disintegrate. What if they came here and presented us with some type of energy boon that could turn the one thing that makes this planet revolve around the sun on its ear, and that would be doing away with the oil cartels, the fossil fuels, because they have something much more efficient, much more affordable, much more. You see what I'm saying? It could be any number of things. So, no, they're not going to talk about it.
Okay. Well, then that doesn't keep us from going out and trying to figure it out on our own. We don't need Big Brother to come tell us about the reality of something that I think a lot of people, including most of the public, already accepts as at least a valid idea, if not a reality.
Well, so, even if we hit the nail on the head, Greg, how would we know? We wouldn't know. Even if we figured it out, if you and I sat here, and between the two of us or the three of us, we figured the whole thing out, at the end, it would be nothing more than three talking heads bloviating, and it would go nowhere.
Yeah, well, I talked about this earlier before you came on, which you were at a disadvantage, you didn't hear. But my point was the fact of studying it and being interested in it should be enough, even though you don't think there's ever going to be any kind of answer, because at some point your understanding maybe gets a little bit better. And even if it doesn't get a little bit better about the subject or where it comes from, or if there's aliens here or not, we can find out more about how we perceive things, interact with each other, remember things, tell stories, how far our science can go. All these things impinge upon the UFO subject without having to figure out where they come from or anything like that. What's more interesting, and I said this on a couple other interviews, you know, what's the most important question in ufology right now or about UFOs is what causes UFO reports? I think that's a real important question. Not the where they come from, you know, not what the government knows. What causes the reports? You know, what is the source of the reports? And I don't think we've gotten a nail on that, have nailed that down yet. And it's interesting just to figure out what that might be.
Well, I've had a couple of sightings in my life before I became, well, actually, no, one was after I became involved in researching. Rich Saraday and I had driven over to Las Vegas and coming back, I think you know about this, Greg.
Yeah.
We stopped for a comfort break on a place called Zizek's Road, driving back to L.A., and we were out there. Just, it was a beautiful evening. We were standing out in the desert. We were just kind of taking five, and that's a long drive, as you know. And we saw some really inexplicable things in the sky. After we got home, and we had a weird situation there. And when we got home, neither of us called anybody up to report it. Who in the heck would we call, you know? I guess we could have called the LAPD, and they would have said, oh, okay, and that would have been it. We could have called the Air Force, and they would have said, well, we don't take those reports anymore. You know, who do you call? The newspaper? And they would just consign it probably also to the round file. The bottom line is, if somebody does see something wild, crazy, inexplicable, what do they do with it? Most people would just shake their head and continue on with their life. They don't need the hassle that making a report might bring them.
No, of course they don't. But it'd be better if there was a place for them to report it to. I guess right now it's like MUFON and the National UFO Reporting Center. I went and saw Chris O'Brien speak at a couple different places here in the last couple of days. And I noticed what was happening to him happens to me. And I'm sure this happened to you, Don, many times.
Don, Gene, and Greg, you're in
Le Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, Greg Bishop is describing recent lectures he's seen from Chris O'Brien. Let's go on.
What I noticed here, and if you've done any speaking at any of these things, which I know Don has, you sit at your table later and people come over and they start talking to you. And many of them, all they want to do is tell you the weird thing that happened to them because they can't tell anybody else without having somebody laugh at them or question their sanity or whatever. Maybe that's changing a little bit. But over the years, I've noticed this. People come up and say, well, I had this thing. They start describing a sighting to me, close, far, whatever. When they're done, they don't ask me, what do you think it was? Who can I talk to? They just say thank you and they walk away. They just wanted somebody to tell it to. So I think that's a big part of UFO research is let the witness say whatever the hell they want to say. Don't assume for them and listen to them. Listen to them for things that you know, that you're not there to ask them questions about, like how it made them feel or what happened later or whatever. And I think this is actually changing. But I think it could develop more so people could have some place, a central place they could report this to where they could just say what they wanted to say and not be turned into a statistic, maybe.
Well, I kind of think that with MUFON, you're a statistic because what are they doing with these reports? At best, they may report it in their newsletter, and you'll read that, and that's it. Where's it go?
They're just there for UFO porno and then maybe collecting some data. And if you really want to get conspiratorial about it, especially with, and I'm sure Don can speak to this, about Bigelow's agreement with them, where that information might be going at certain times and who's paying for it and who's vacuuming it up.
Now, the theory I made, by the way, which I think John Alexander was disputing, but that is that the money that Bigelow used and offered to MUFON was that government money.
Well, John Alexander today came to me and said, hey, Acker, the sun comes out in the morning. Okay. The moon comes out at night. Okay. Guess what? I'm going to go outside and look. I don't believe anything he says today about his research into the phenomenon and the fact that he found nothing. Crapola, okay? It's there in a nutshell. I don't believe it.
You know, why don't you be more explicit about that? Why?
I always try to be as explicit as it, and I always fall short, okay?
All right, you don't believe him. Do you believe Walter Bosley, who has an intelligence background? Is he providing disinformation?
No, I don't think he is. No.
But because Alexander didn't discover what you hoped was there or expected to be there?
No, my hope has nothing to do with it. I, too, was in military intelligence during the Vietnam War.
Right.
I served in special operations with intelligence matters. And I'm telling you, if he comes out and he says, I went to all my high-ranking buddies, okay, I had a top security clearance, and I went to them, and they had a top security clearance, and I asked them, do you know anything about this UFO stuff? And every one of them told me no. Well, you know why they told them no, if that's what happened? They told him no if they knew. They told him no because he didn't have a need to know. That's what these guys will always try to pull on the unsuspecting public. Okay? Just because you have a top security clearance. I had a top security clearance with a crypto access in the armed forces. You didn't get one higher than that. Everything else was on a special need to know. Special access programs, SAP. And just because you had a top security clearance, if you didn't have a need to know for your duties, guess what? You don't know squat. And they won't tell you squat. So, for him to walk around and tell everybody, well, I did a lot of research into this. I did a lot of investigation, and nobody that I talked to told me they knew anything. I'm not surprised. So, he knows that. The guy's not dumb. He knows that. But for him to spew that blather, okay, to spew it to somebody else, I know better.
Well, sorry you're holding back there and not expressing your true point of view. I'm kidding. All right, well, then again, that may have been his situation, that he asked whoever he asked within his circle of friends, and that's what he got. But I would think that's a bit incurious, if nothing else.
Look, you and I and Greg know that there's something going on there. We also know that over the last 7 decades, give or take, that a lot of things have happened with military personnel, governmental personnel. I mean, my God, who always gets the blame for hiding their UFO information, especially in the earlier days, Gene? The U.S. Air Force. Now, when Harry Truman was still in the White House, okay, this is a little known fact. I know that I've mentioned this in past episodes of the Paracast. The Navy Secretary had been on a fact-finding tour out in Hawaii. This is way after Pearl Harbor. Okay, this is years after Pearl Harbor. But the biggest fear that the military and the government had, especially in light of the then Soviet Union's hostility directed to the West, was another Pearl Harbor type situation happening. Only this time, it could have involved nuclear weapons. And flying back to the continental United States from Hawaii, his aircraft was buzzed by a flying saucer, a UFO. This is a well-known case, a well-known incident. And this shocked that naval secretary to his core. He gets back to the States. He goes back to D.C. He calls up the Secretary of the Air Force, and he says, hey, this is what happened. He said, how about filling me in on what you guys know about this stuff? And basically, the Air Force Secretary told him to go pound sand. He didn't have a need to know. Well, guess what? That irked the Navy Secretary to his core once again. So they began their own investigation. And we all know today that the Naval Intelligence Service, there's none better than those guys. We know that they've been involved in researching this every time something happens with the Navy, naval vessels, naval aircraft, naval ships, whatever the case is. naval intelligence gets involved. And in recent years, tremendous numbers of USOs, unidentified submersible objects, have been reported all around the world. And Greg will tell you that down at Santa Monica, there have been tremendous sightings of USOs down there, haven't there, Greg?
Yeah, over the years, yeah, Santa Monica and up north towards significantly enough Point Mugu Naval Air Station.
Exactly. So, these guys know a heck of a lot, but they're not talking either. So, you know, whatever it is they know, if you're waiting for them to open the floodgates and let all us schmucks out here in civilian land know, well, don't hold your breath because you're going to be turning blue pretty quick.
Excuse me. I'm holding my breath. That's how it goes. Don, we're going to have to end this segment in about a minute and get on to the next one. So let's move to this part of the discussion. I'm going to ask you, and you can answer in the next segment. What is it that you think the government knows about UFOs? Do they have any final answers? Or is it the fact that they're as mystified as the rest of us, and therefore they don't want to make us fearful because they're left in the dark? They have no idea what's going on. We have a second radio show called After the Paracast, and it can be a wrap-up show. It can be anything at all. We never know what to expect, and therefore you won't either. And you'll want to listen to it as part of the Paracast Plus. We also give you a version of this show free of the network ads, especially you people on YouTube who sometimes say, too many commercials. We tell you why and how to avoid them if that's what you want. Other than fast-forwarding, of course, go to plus.theparacast.com for more information, plus.theparacast.com. With Gene, Don, and Greg, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.